Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. We are the podcast that brings you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I are Sammy Grace.
I'm Jin Jeezy.
Do you like a pizza?
Oh, cheesy.
Can I have a large McCheesy with
the boogie sandwich on the side?
And I was McGlicious, and I really can't talk after that.
This is going to be a very, very interesting episode.
Wow.
So I'm just going to warn everybody right now.
It's like, yeah, we have all the girls on the episode this week, which for some of you might be a good reason to turn off the podcast right now and just go
burger
cry
sandwich
in the corner right now and be scared for your life like me and Steak are.
No, absolutely.
We are,
you like
as
it.
We are overwhelmed by the females this week again.
You love us. You love us.
Hey, no, wait. Is that a problem? Do we have a problem?
Not as long as Steak can play Paladin and get all the hate off him.
I said it once, I'll say it again. My cover lasts longer than yours.
Ruffle Dirk uses super jump, everybody else dies. Okay. Anyway.
Dirk's gotta come down sometime, and we'll be waiting.
We have a monumental amount of in-game stuff that we're gonna go over this week.
You always say like we have so much news. We only have like you'll be like, dude, we got a couple pieces to go over, and
I
it's
said
like one
in-game. I said in-game.
Oh, in-game.
Stuff.
Okay.
Pay attention, ADD boy. Pay attention.
All right.
Jeez.
I said we have a monumental.
Oh, hey, look, a kitty.
Amount of in-game stuff to go. We only have one thing of news to go over, and it's
we have
those...
more than one thing of news to go over.
I'd purr, but it would sound like an old man coughing up phlegm.
Oh, you're right. Oh, God. We do have more than one. One very important.
Burger sandwich.
Oh my god.
Oh jeez.
Oh my god, are we quite finished?
I'm scared, Steak.
I'm scared too.
Hold me.
No.
Do we need to leave you two alone?
No. Alright, you guys ready?
You need a personal moment?
I need a gun and plenty of ammunition.
His voice is cracking and everything. I need a gun.
Down in his forehead with a rag. He's like, I need a gun, some ammunition.
Oh my god!
Stab.
Zilla can help him with that.
Scalpel.
Sponge. One. I need a weapon, not a surgeon.
Raffle scalpel.
Okay, can we get to the news?
I don't think so. News.
One of these days.
We have two things of news. All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, news.
The first bit of news that we'll go over this week is about the version update.
Nice. All right, so a while back, they're like, hey, we're going to do a version update, and we'll give you more information later. And they gave
That's what they always do.
And well, yeah, but now they actually gave us some more information. Got some cool things, some new missions with the Mamuja Overlords, which is making me think of, like, StarCraft with Zergs. For some reason, anytime I see Overlord, it's like StarCraft. We got the Dark Rider coming in here, so that'll be pretty cool. Maybe we'll actually they'll come out and say, "Hey, he's actually Odin."
It's Odin.
Yeah.
With a big sandwich.
Oh my god!
And then another cool thing for all you 75 people: instead of having to go in your Mog house to change between merit points and experience points, you can do that on the fly now.
Yeah,
that'll be nice.
Wherever you are.
Mm. I remember when I got 75 on White Mage, and I realized that I was on merits for Black Mage, and so I got, like, no buffer for the first
couple hours
I was on White Mage. I'm like, I don't want to die!
What else they got? They have it so all that goo you get in Dynamis can be stored at an NPC now. They're also giving you Corsair card cases.
Thank God.
Which is that something you guys needed, Jen?
Oh, at with the light shot now make Ian sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
I've built like 5-6 stacks in like.
Yeah, it'll probably. Apartment. I'm guessing it'll be similar.
Eat your mic, Chin. Eat your mic.
Pretend it's a burger sandwich.
The vegan burger sandwich.
I'm guessing it's gonna be very similar to how they got like the what they did with the ninja tools a while back.
Right.
Yeah. That's gonna be kind of nice.
And another thing that the last thing here is that there's going to be an NPC that'll mark your magical maps to make it easier to find those special NPCs, such as the Minstrel of Melodies and the item storage NPCs, etc. Which I'm going to assume are going to be on the little part of the map with like the green dot. You know, like you flip through it and there's never anything green.
Right.
So, so it looks like after, 3 years, they're going to actually make use of that little green thing that's been there.
I mean, well, you can put your own information if you want.
The only time,
on the green ones.
The only time I've seen green is when you start out and it has the thing you trade
the adventure certificate.
And
for
when you do the Chocobo Hot and Cold quest, a little exclamation part.
It's been 4 years.
The question mark, you gotta dig that.
You could put your own markers on the purple ones, but not on the green ones.
Yeah, the green ones just kind of been sitting there.
They're just blank.
They're like, I wish somebody would lose us.
And it's been almost 5 years, not 4 years.
I said three, but whatever.
Has it really been 5 years?
Yeah, well, if you count Japan, when it came out in Japan.
Well, no, since NA release.
Wow. I'm guessing Japan had little green dots.
Dots were there in the
all the Japan people are like, what did the green dots do? Nothing.
I mean, wait, Japanese people still play this game?
Yeah, it's surprising, really.
Yes,
that's,
they do.
If you've noticed, that's why you don't get invites. Late in the middle of the night, because they're all Japanese, and for some reason they hate all the American people.
Forgot. Awesome. Wow.
Well, I don't understand.
I have to say, honestly, that it makes me feel good when I actually party with a Japanese player, and he sucks, and that happened to me today.
Oh, I love that.
It happens once in a while, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing, dude?
Yeah. They're like, oh, what was I? I was in a party the other day. Person casts bio, and I'm like, dude, no. Don't cast bio. So the white mage in the party is like, bio, no. And the Japanese person's like, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And I was like,
that's funny. That's terrible. Really funny. I had a party once that it was Japanese, and I was like, sweet, I'm in a Japanese party. So they're like, let's go level in, where was it? It was Anzozo, I think.
Oh, God, I hate
and
it.
I was like, why? There. Like, why are we going here? Because it wasn't really like...
Right.
I don't know, but we ended up all dying, and it was like,
I hate Anzozo.
The first time I went to party in Anzozo, I died like 3 times trying to get to the camp.
Yeah, I know.
It was terrible.
It's a horrible camp. It's horrible for Paladin. Well, I guess it's horrible for anybody.
It's bad now because RMT Yaro is there.
Well,
I don't know why since the assault.
I
don't get why RMT, they're always there. It's like, I guess they're just leveling because they sure as hell ain't camping a Sol Jerkin because that's Rare Axe.
No.
They can't sell them for gills.
They camp Rare Axe stuff.
Why?
They camp Volcrum Emperor and stuff like that.
Why? Let's get an interview. Anybody that speaks like Chinese or Korean or whatever all these gill sellers are. I'm not saying this to be rude. Just I need somebody that can communicate that to them on a personal level. Be like, hey, why are you guys doing this? Are you stupid? Just flat out be like, Everybody's quiet now, making me feel really bad about saying that. Thank you a lot for the moral support. I appreciate it.
You got it, kid. Forget about it. Burger sandwich. All right. Oh my gosh. The next bit of news.
The views and expressions showed on Petfood Alpha do not reflect BeTheGamer.com.
Or Burger Sandwiches.
Burger Sandwiches.
All right. Burger Sandwiches Incorporated. The next bit of news that we're going to go over is the Doll Festival Extraordinaire.
Meh.
Yawn.
Another one of those yearly.
Steak's probably excited about it. He's like, dude, I want to turn into a little girl and like run around.
It's like, I'm a pretty girl.
I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
I think me and Sammy are going to get together in Juno.
Yeah.
Like we did a while back. Remember this, Sammy? When we had the rice cakes and we turned into little girls.
Oh, God.
Who were we following around? I don't even remember. We were following around some guy we knew, and we were like, Daddy, where's Mommy? We were walking up to random people, and be like,
my daddy?
We're like, are you my daddy? Have you seen my mommy? And it didn't make any sense.
You know what we need to do? We need to make that the first official Pet Food Alpha, Link Shell, events.
Yes, the first person to say, hey, where have you been, child? Like, they'll get, like, 10 gil or something. Like, the first person to actually get a legitimate, hey, I'm your dad reaction, we'll give them something.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah, you get some perverts saying that.
You get a stack of fire crystals.
Yeah. Farmed personally by Fusion X. Too bad you can't, I'd, like, sign a fire crystal, be like, here you go.
Sweet.
Again, all with right. The silence after I talk. Thank you.
That starts on.
I'll
the
make
19th.
A poison dagger and sign it. How about that?
Actually, that started today.
Off the sock. So, if any of you guys ever wanted to turn into little girls, now's your chance.
I actually did have one more offering for news. Actually, it's not really.
Dude,
it's
if
not
you
really
say
news.
What I think you're going
to
say.
I swear to God, Snake.
No, let's not go there,
I'm not,
please.
I'm not going there today. All right. But I know. Okay. It's actually more of a heads up. It's not really a bit of news. It's keep your eye out for the Return Home to Vanadil event, because that usually comes about this time of year. So,
Did they do it last year?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. So, I'd be looking out for that. That should be coming up real soon. Didn't the Adventure Appreciation or something come out?
When was that?
That was different. That's different. That's like more towards the summer, I think, isn't it?
I can't remember. That's why I was kind of asking, but whatever.
So if you know someone that wants to get back into Final Fantasy that has deleted their character and or canceled their Play Online ID, you can get it back coming soon. That's what they usually do anyway. So that's my prediction.
Nice.
So keep an eye out for that.
Win.
Awesome. Cool. So, got a lot of people on today with a lot of in-game stuff. So,
wow.
We'll start with Squig since she's our guest.
All right, let's see. What did I do this week? Well, I got my Red Mage to 47.
Nice.
I've
been, you know, trying to decide what to level, and now my Red Mage may or may not go back on the back burner because of my farming experiences this last week, which I'll get into a little later. Me and my husband and a friend of ours did Like the Wind E&M again, and did not get a man-eater drop again. In fact, we got really crappy drops this time. So next week we'll be back in there trying to get my man-eater. Did two Dynamises this week. I did a Dynamis Bosonine run and Dynamis Bastok. I'm getting so tired of Bastok. It's not even funny.
Yeah, I'm sick of Bastok. I did that like 5 times in a row for like a couple months. Never even cleared the dang thing.
What?
My blink shell was full of idiots.
Bastok is not hard. It's just... I'm tired of doing it over and over and over and over again.
Yep.
And besides that, that's a later rant. But my Chocobo, my little blue Chocobo Lightning Burst has impressive strength.
Ooh. Ooh.
So working on that. Hopefully I'm going to max it out before he has to retire. Nice. Today I was in the Boihada tree and killed... The NM for the Vivian Ring, and it didn't drop the Vivian Ring.
Of course.
So, yeah. So the guy that had been camping it for like a couple days was like really mad, but whatever. Mm-hmm. And also, I've been picking up my alchemy again, sort of. But this is the thing. Right now, I'm on the Bloody Bolt Head synth, and for Bloody Bolt Head, you need Revival Roots, Beastman Blood. And bronze ingots. The Beastman Blood is selling for 40k a stack on the server.
Oh, God.
I absolutely refuse to go buy it. So instead, I am farming leeches in Zita.
No.
Now, the leeches in Paschal Marshlands drop it easier, but that area is horribly camped because of the NM that spawns over there. So in order to get a place that's not all that horribly camped, I went to Zita. And the drop rate over there is absolutely horrible.
I think it's horrible everywhere.
I think today I spent 3 hours, because these guys can also drop Fiend's Blood besides Beastman's Blood, which is totally worthless to me at this moment.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So today I got a stack of Fiend's Blood and 4 Beastman Blood in 3 hours.
Oh, man.
So now I'm thinking maybe I should possibly start leveling Thief just to get my drop rates up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's really, really frustrating, but, you know, I got 0.7 skill ups in the last 2 days, and I'm hoping to take my next alchemy test and get it to 78 very, very soon.
And very nice.
Yeah, and then the last thing I had today was frustration because on the server we've got both Sandy and Wendy in first place, which means that nobody is has a little circus thing.
Meh.
And you know how they have the NPC that'll bundle up your ninja tools for you? Mm-hmm. Well, he's not around. So because he's not around, and because the price of Shihei has gone way, way up on the server in the last couple of days, I had to buy like 5 separate stacks of Shihei, and I can't get them bundled up. So
glad
there they
I'm
are.
Not a ninja.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm a warrior
or sub ninja,
so, yeah.
Or anything ninja.
So now I've got all this Shihei in my inventory that I can't really do anything with until I use it. So.
Ouch.
But other than that, that's been my week. Kind of crappy.
Aww. Nice. I'm sorry.
I'll get into the way crappy parts
He's
of my
totally,
week.
Like, tuning
you know,
everything
my
out.
Rant.
I say but, nice because I totally sympathize with you.
He's tuning every everybody
level.
Out. Like,
I say
yeah,
nice
and then
because
I, died
I think it's nice.
I de-leveled like 3 times even though that's not possible. Nice, dude.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, and I lost my XP cap on my Black Mage today, so that made it even better.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Well, once you get to level 75, you can get up to 43,999 experience points, and then you can't get any more XP.
Yes.
And I had it all the way up to cap, and I died today, so I lost my... And I had to eat a raise once, so I lost my XP.
Were you in
and this is
Dynamics
stuff I should know, because...
No, I was helping with the Vivian. For the Vivian ring.
This is stuff I should know because I'm going to be 75 very, very soon. Okay.
Dude, you've been saying that forever, man.
Yeah, you have.
Stake's been almost 75 for like 4 years now.
Keep
yeah,
the faith. Keep the faith, Stake. Don't listen to him.
Keep the faith.
Thank you. Thanks. Thanks, Chris.
Lord!
Lol, Stake. All right.
Lol, babies and drawers had to be said.
No. All right, who wants to go next?
Steak.
Anyone? Me?
I think Steak. Yay. I think I hear Steak say he wants to go next.
Yeah, I heard anyone else hear that?
Yeah, I want to go
like,
next.
Steak's like, I put my baby in a car and I want to go next.
Jeez, my ears.
Oh.
If you could please refrain from never doing that again.
Yeah,
refrain
did
from
that.
Never doing it again?
That wasn't
you,
cool.
You know what?
Just saying.
Talk.
All right.
Don't eat your mic.
Shut up. It's delicious. I can't help it.
Okay. I leveled Paladin for a little while. I got a party and I'm always in Elza B and I'm always waiting for a party and I always get an invite and they're like, hey, let's go to Bibiki Bay, man.
I'd be like, hey, let's not.
And I'm like, oh, come on. Are you serious? Like, and all right, I had just got done doing a besieged, and they're like, "Okay, let's go and we'll level in Bibiki Bay," and I'm like, "Are you serious? All that work that I did trying to save the astral candescence, and you want me to go on away and level in Bibiki Bay?" So I'm like, "Okay." So I spent a couple hours over there leveling, and the EXP was kind of. From me, you know, every EXP that I get is, you know, that much closer.
Yeah.
To my ultimate goal.
There's times you gotta be like, XP is better than no XP.
Yeah.
Even if
it
is really bad XP.
So, I think I'm like 10k into level 64.
Not too bad.
So I'm gonna be 65.
Dude, I'm gonna have a second 75 job before you get one to 75, dude.
I don't believe that.
Steak, why
you're
not?
Falling behind.
I just don't.
My samurai is
I think you guys should race
Fusion.
It.
Hmm?
Fusion, what level is your samurai?
My samurai is like halfway through 65.
Alright, we'll go over that when it's your turn.
So anyway.
I'm going to make fun of you.
Are you calling me out?
Oh no.
I'm calling you out.
I'm scared.
Alright, so anyways. Anyways, I also. I was gonna get together with Caitlin this weekend, and we were gonna do ZM5.
All right.
And yeah, I got on, and we got together, and she didn't have any of the ones that you could solo, any of the monuments that you could solo down. So we went around, and I got her all those that she could solo and stuff. And now we're actually ready to do the fights, and we can't get anybody to help.
Well, you
could
have done the fights before. You don't have to do them in any particular
order. Yeah, I know, I know. But since it was just me and her, I decided, all right, well,
gotcha.
Since we can solo, I know exactly where to go for these. So I'll just take you over to these ones, and we can do these, and then we'll get help. So nice. We did all those, and then we're waiting in Juno for help, and no one wants to help. And so we're just like, let's just do this some other time. We'll get the help that we need for these another time. So that's what we ended up doing. And so I still have yet to do the fights for those.
So I'm not too bad if you get a decent group of people together.
Yeah, I guess.
Next time you get a party invite for Bibiki Bay, be like, hey, how about we go over to, like, Zeta and kill the giant NM for me instead? Could work.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much all I've been... Oh, I've actually kind of thought about, instead of, like, leveling Paladin, I've kind of been throwing around the idea of leveling Dragoon.
Yes.
And not because... Oh, no. Not because fusion at all.
Of course not. I had no influence in it.
But just because I want something, I want another job under my belt that I can actually like deal damage with.
Yeah, that's right.
Steak. What's up? Don't do it.
You want a good DD
warrior?
Go for samurai. Yeah, go for ranger. Go for a monk.
Monk.
I'm saying monk because. You'll go into salvage and you'll be the hero. Because you'll be the only one that can do any damage.
What is the second?
Beginning.
What is the other hero in the beginning, Swig?
Puppet
Dragoon.
Master.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Shut up, Shin.
But, I mean, yeah, you can just go into salvage and just own everything. Level monk?
It's very true. It's very true.
Or you can just level Dragoon and have your Wyvern take all the damage for you and not have to waste money on high pots.
It die in, like, the first two mobs.
Nope,
so
it doesn't.
Useless.
My Wyvern lasts a long time.
Bull.
No, it's not.
No.
My Wyvern has never died in one of we've done
Wyvern
salvages.
Your Wyvern must be a Raffle Durg, too.
My Wyvern owns.
Your Wyvern fails.
I have something to say about monk.
Because my Wyvern's name is fail doesn't mean it does fail.
Aha. Uh-huh. You're setting yourself up there.
Monk. Yeah, exactly.
As far as endgame goes, you don't want monk.
Told you.
Right, you do not want monk for endgame.
Dragoon.
Yeah, but monk
of course,
is
you
so
don't want technically.
Fun.
You don't want Dragoon for endgame either.
Dragoon is.
actually, to say be honest it. With you, Dragoon can be a little bit useful sometimes in endgame.
Mm-hmm.
Could, could be a little bit.
Monk is, in my opinion, less useful because monk has no concept of hate control whatsoever.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
Speaking of DD jobs, did you guys see that like 45 second Zerg on Vertra?
What?
I've heard, yeah.
Have you
seen it was posted on my forums.
It's some crazy, like, all you see is, like, Soul Eater and Chain Spell Stun going off, and that's all you see, like, Kraken Darks pounding the crap out of
Vertra. Oh my god.
It's awesome.
Jesus. Is this a video somewhere?
Yeah, I'll see if I can
find it.
We'll link it in the forums.
Yeah, cool. I definitely want to see that.
I'll have to hide that from Taken, though, because then he'll level Dark Knight.
Oh, jeez.
Well, here's the thing. We had
it's bad
had
enough he wants
to
tank
on,
as a white mage and then...
We had a Link Shell on my server go out and try it. And, you know, they're probably not the best Link Shell out there. And they only got it to about 40% before it just owned them. And so now...
That's still
40%. That's pretty good. But then we saw, like, 5 or 6 of their... members like leveling Dark Knight like this past month or two.
Oh god.
Oh jeez.
That's scary.
Nice.
Suddenly all the emo people are running around the servers.
Like yeah.
Wrists. Wrists. Slash wrists.
Angst.
If I ever level Dark Knight, I'm totally gonna put like slash wrist in a weapon skill macro or something.
Soul Eater slash wrist.
Yeah. I'll totally play along with it.
All right, Chinch, you're next. What have you been doing in a game, dude?
I got C.
No,
that's what I've been doing.
Seasick? You got seasick?
Nope, I got C.
Very
all
cool.
I need.
I am so behind the power curve.
That's
all
so awesome.
All I need is my last two beasties, and I'll get my ring, too. So.
That's awesome.
I can't do half the stuff with my LS because I don't have C access.
It sucks. Yeah. I wish I
could go swimming.
Yeah. Let's see what else.
Yeah, kind of behind.
I've been doing some more Dynamis. That's kind of boring. It's getting old quick.
Yeah, Dynamis gets really boring.
The worst part of Dynamis is seeing gear you want drop and not getting it. Because it's so rare for it to actually drop, and then it goes to someone else. You're like, ah!
Or not being able to lot on
it's
it.
It's like the gear sucks, but I still want it.
I saw the Red Mage body go to a Black Mage.
What?
Whose Red Mage, was only 70. That sucks.
That's so messed up.
Yeah, I dropped that Link Shell in a heartbeat. Yeah. But now my endgame Link Shell that, you know, I'm really active in is doing Dynamis now, too.
What,
so.
What Link Shell is that?
The same one I've been in the whole time.
Oh, word.
True. So we went and we did Dynamis Juno, and I got the pants, which nice. For Red Mage suck.
But it doesn't matter. It's Relic. You're like, ooh.
No, at first you're like, ooh, and then you go like, because it has 10 elemental skill, I thought maybe I could macro it in for like my blizzards and stuff. But it's no good. Like the only reason you'd use it is to, if you're going to get resisted.
Right.
And so it's just not. They suck. We did a lot of salvage. We do salvage every Monday night. So I did that tonight. And I got the first piece of the Red Mage boots, which are really nice because they have 10 mind on them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So we got them. I posted this on our forums already. We got to this like NM and we killed it and it opened up this portal. So we hopped in the portal. It's like a door looking thing. And you go in it, and it's the same-looking portally door thing, but it's a monster, and it keeps hitting the ground, and Chigos start flying out of it and attacking you. So we're looking it up online, and apparently what you got to do is let it just keep throwing Chigos at you till some, like, it throws an NM at you, and that'll drop level 25 gear.
Interesting.
Oh, cool.
If you know about salvage, you know you need to have, say you're going for, like, the boots, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want the level 15 boots, the 25 boots, 35. And the level 35 boots. So the only way to get 25 gear is off of the NM that comes out of that gate in each zone.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it was. It was something like that. Salvage is still kind of sketchy.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that
still
was really cool. Sketchy. I got some good screenshots of that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy looking.
Yeah,
it's like if you like went into the serious. Like the wardrobe to Narnia, and then like on the other side there was another wardrobe, and it just started like spitting out stuff at you. That's what Shin went through tonight.
My Link Shell got we got a Fafnir, not a Fafnir. Yeah, like we'd get Fafnir. The only reason we don't get Fafnir is because we don't have 37 bots running to claim it.
Yeah, no kidding.
But
I'm actually camping Fafnir right now as we speak.
That sounds like a thrilling experience.
Yeah. We got a team mat, and we had a GM called on us for holding.
Oh.
Because all we had was like a friggin' tank party. So our tank, who was like this awesome ninja who just subs anything, like he could sub Dragoon and still somehow manage to keep hate off of everyone. This guy is a machine. This guy knows what he's doing. Usually subs either Dark Knight or Bard. And it was him and like a white mage and a few other random people. So there's no way they could damage Tiamat. So the GM pops up right there in front of Tiamat. And he's like, you guys got to start doing damage on it. And a few other Link Shells have been curing them because they didn't have blockade on. So they just started doing damage to it till it started killing everyone else. So that was pretty funny. I actually wasn't there. We've been
that would have been pretty sweet.
Link Shell's been owning Cerberus, which has been really cool. We've had like offers to buy the Al Gores.
The Al Gores.
Nice. All our warriors, all our paladins, and now we're starting to sell them.
Cool.
Because there's just too much.
Right.
Nice.
We got a claim on a King Vinegar sauce.
Nice.
Yeah, we got it to about 20%. It was our first one. We didn't even have 18 people. I was the only chance.
King Vinegar sauce?
King Vinegaroon.
It drops like an ace's helm, which has like yeast on it or something.
Yeah, he's the King Scorpion.
Cool.
He only pops in double in Earth Weather and
And if he goes unclaimed and it's not Earth Weather, he depops immediately.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
So I had to kite him for a good, 20 minutes there, and then once everyone died, I tried to kite him again, but then I was just getting, pissed, so I just let him depop. Because someone called the GM on us again! There was this one, mule out there who called the GM on us and just popped. And he never said anything to us. We all just started talking shit to him, and then we just started attacking it.
Nice.
Yeah. It was a good time. It was funny.
Vinegar sauce.
My burger sandwich.
Jeez.
Oh no.
Makes good burger sandwich sauce.
Burger sandwich sauce. All right. What else, Chinch?
I think that's it. I've been owning some Brothers E&M. Which is a pain, but I own that sliding down the hill thing now, so I know
how
to
track
it up.
Oh, nice.
That's so much fun.
I own that hill. That hill, they should rename it Chinchilla's Hill.
Or not.
I'm still working on my sliding technique. It's not all that great yet.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. My link shell started killing, Jormy all the time. Just always, if it's up, let's go kill it. Let's get someone an M-pole. Let's make some bank and be happy. So now people are killing it, just so we can't kill it.
You should call the GM on them.
They'd be like, they're killing my dragon.
Yeah.
Give it back.
What's up with this? Why are they killing it?
The another link shell finally beat Bahamut version 2 on our server. It wasn't my link shell.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
We're going to try that soon, I think.
If you guys can do Jeremy that easily, you would have no problem with Bahamut version 2.
Yeah. See, my link shell doesn't have, the crazy Zerg damage and stuff, to just go and try to own something like Vertra that way. We get to kite it around the room and put our summoners in a corner and have them, you know what I mean, have the black mages stun it while people are killing adds, and then have the, it's like some big long process just to take 5% off of Vertra, so.
Right.
We really can't go out after that till we have 45 people in our link shell or something.
Eat your mic.
You know, I'm eating it.
God.
Eat it like your burger sandwich.
A burger sandwich. Other than that, I think that's about it. I got some more high-quality staves.
Nice.
Right now I have the ice, earth, and wind.
Those aren't nearly as expensive as they used to be.
Well, here's what I do. One of my buddies in the link shell has woodworking up to 100.
Oh,
so
nice.
You buy him a bead, you pay for all the wood, it's 5K, you send it to him, he'll try to synth it. If it doesn't synth, you have assigned non-quality and you sell it or NPC it or something.
Right.
And if it does synth, it's pretty much free. He synthed all three of those for me on the first try, so I sent him the Astral Ring.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Wow. Here you go. That's a good score. I don't have any money, so here's an Astral Ring.
You can send me an Astral Ring if you want.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I swear we have our leader in our link shell is, we were just actually talking about it, his HQ, he's got 100 plus woodworking, and he has HQ'd one staff. He's the worst luck. He has the worst luck with HQing. It's this huge joke in our link shell because he can't HQ a staff for anything.
What a SOB.
It's horrible. So funny. But anyway, go ahead.
So we do a cereal, and I've already got my W hands off of that.
Nice.
So we really noobed up this Syria run. It was just a mess. And we've never had a problem with even a Corinne. You know what I mean?
Eat your mic!
We've never had a problem with any of the gods since I've been in this link shell. And, it just got noobed up for some reason or another. I end up with A-legs at the end, right?
Mm.
So I go to buy the cursed A-legs. And do you know how much they cost?
Mm-mm.
For these useless, MP-only legs? A mil.
What?
Yeah, doesn't surprise me.
A mil! Where am I getting a mil now? Everyone's money is gone.
Right.
Who has money anymore? Honestly.
Nobody has money anymore.
No one. Where did all the money go?
Who knows? It was on my burger sandwich.
It was on my burger sandwich.
Instead of pickles, I had Gil.
How about some apples?
I had ketchup, mustard, and Gil burger sandwich.
How about some apples?
Son, how about them? I got a number. How do you like them apples?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then that,
all right.
Been killing Diamond Quad Ab and Adamant King.
Hey, somebody got a towel.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, I heard that too.
It was Sammy.
It was me.
Sammy.
I called that.
It's like, you claim Fafnir yet? No, I didn't claim Fafnir. Did you claim Fafnir? You didn't even pop. I can't really tell because there's 7,000 people in the area. So you might have popped and died 20 minutes ago. Who knows? This game is so vast backwards, I really don't know what's going on
it's
anymore.
It's completely true, because you know what?
Jeez.
Whoa.
Dear God.
Oh, that's so true.
It's only funny because it's true.
You need
it
to,
is.
You need to
it's
lay out
pop,
the
and all of
sandwiches.
A sudden you'll see like... No, you'll be
you'll see like a group of people like move
to
one side of the room.
No, sometimes you won't even see that. You'll be standing there waiting to claim it, and you'll see like so and so was defeated by Fafnir, and you'll be like, "What the? When did he pop? Where
yeah,
is
right.
he?
Where is
then
he?"
Then you run around. All of a sudden, you're under him. He's spinning around. You're like, "Oh, I'm sorry."
I don't think I've ever seen Fafnir pop like not claimed. He's always pops purple on me.
That's because he's constantly botted.
Yeah,
and the
exactly.
The only way a link shell is going to get claimed is if you have 35 bots running.
And sometimes the bots will beat the other bots, and then it just
I
gets
know,
really messy.
Like,
it's seriously.
It's
like,
some anime where it's like bot wars.
Battle
6,000!
There has to be bot wars on this server, because this one link shell has seriously, I think, claimed him like 9 out of 10 times in NA time. And I don't know about JP time, but they always claim him.
We've got a friend that's in one of the other link shells that used to be an R link shell, but for some reason he's still our friend.
Eat your
so
mic.
He hops on our vent one night.
Oh God!
And
that's too loud.
It was. It was after they claimed Fafnir, and we're like, well, you know, we're like, well, how many bots did you use? And they're like, none. And we're like, cough, bull, cough, cough. Because it was clearly because the thing like popped red and half dead, so it was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It was half dead already.
Fafnir's a joke anyway. If you can't kill Fafnir, then you have more problems than trying to claim
him. Oh god, Faf is so easy to kill.
If you can claim him and die to him, then you're obviously running a bot.
We've only claimed one. I'm the only one that's gotten anything from him, so...
Nice.
You know, we really need to claim him again. I
it
want Nid to
pop
tonight, though.
On you, or you have to run a bot.
I want Nid to pop.
You would.
I
and
want
I want my damn
so
Koenig
bad.
Body.
No way,
so bad.
Dalmatica.
My
I'm
in-game
even,
husband
like,
got a Dalmi.
Oh, I'm so jealous
yeah.
of Aspen.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, but
jealous.
He's got a pillow for a hat, so.
So what? He's officially elite because
he's
he has
barred.
A Dalmatica.
He's got a
he's
pillow for
he
a
wins.
Hat.
If he levels Red Mage,
when he's healing,
he
looks
he
like
is
a
leveling
chair.
Red Mage now, too, actually.
Oh my god, tell him to get the hat.
The Koenig armor is so beautiful.
Yeah, I am.
No way.
I'm first in line to get to Koenig.
Fuzzy
so
Dalmatica.
I'm kind of really wanting it.
Beautiful.
I want
it. All right, so that leaves us with Sammy Grace.
Me?
Hmm? You?
Yeah, no, the other Sammy Grace.
No, Sammy Grace with the
male
voice.
I haven't been on in so long. What have I been doing?
I know, Sammy, we miss
you. I have been doing things.
Yeah, real life stuff's been crazy, so I pretty much get on and I go to events, and we've been doing a lot of king camping. Like I said,
nice.
We got, you know, Nid, not Nid, Aspid, and so Jamal got his Dalmi.
That's awesome, I'm jealous.
And we've been doing a lot of Zarkabard, trying to kill Dynamis Lord. Dynamis Zarkabard. So we pretty much have been doing that every week, trying to beat it.
Right.
Trying to clear it, and it's not easy. It's pretty tough. I mean, the thing is that we clear like all the mobs. Like we just farmed this past weekend because a lot of people are missing out on it, so we figured we'll just farm this weekend and still haven't seen Valor drop yet.
Oh, that's a shame.
Man, I'm walking around today, and oh, Faf popped. Faf just popped. Hold on. Why is this always happening?
You're going to miss it by 9 degrees.
No, he popped on top of me, though. So I don't know if we got it. I can't tell who got it. Hold on.
Try to voke it. See if you got
Everybody's like freaking spamming and turning
running around in circles.
Nobody knows who got it. Ah. AV got it.
Flying up in the air.
AV got it?
Yep.
Oh. Okay. I won't say a word. I won't say a word. I just left AV, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Judah thought I was in AV's LS, but anyway.
What is AV?
AV, it's an LS on our server.
What does it stand for?
I'm not gonna say it.
No.
I guess anybody from our server will know what it is.
Yeah, let's not advertise.
I don't care either. So.
Yeah.
And we can't advertise link shells because.
No. That's bad.
The Pet Food Alpha link shell. Come on now.
So anyway,
just blow me over. It's cool.
Yes. So.
So we've been trying to do Zark, and we clear it no problem, like as far as all the mobs go. But then we get to Dynamis Lord, and he pretty much kills us.
What he does is
he pops two dragons, Ying and Yang, after he's been up for a shorter period of time, and you do some damage to him, he pops these two dragons. And he also, like, summons eyes, and he just does a whole bunch of crap. And so, I mean, it's really hard to, you know, do it. I guess, put it this way. Somebody in my link shell, there's, you know, obviously a lot of people have cleared it on our server, but, you know, as a group, pretty much the big link shells do it, and that's it. You can't just go in there like these Dynamis link shells that, you know, clear all the cities and everything. It's completely different to clear Zarkabard, at least in my opinion. It's a lot harder.
Yeah.
But somebody was like, oh yeah, that so-and-so's link shell cleared Dynamis Lord last week. Guess how they did it? They had 17 black mages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you have 17 black mages, you could pretty much do anything in this game.
Right.
So, you know... Yeah, that's how they did it. But so we've been trying to do that. That's been like our big goal is to clear that. And I've been leveling Thief when I have some free time. My Thief is 41. It's pretty fun.
Nice.
I have a lot of fun doing it. It's a good DD job.
Dragon's better, but
yeah, it's fun. I like it a lot. And what else? God, I haven't been doing too much. I mean, we're doing C. We're farming for to start popping jailers.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, we're doing C farming to do that. And we haven't been in Sky in weeks. And that's pretty much it. I'm kind of boring right now with my main game stuff. I haven't been on that much. I get on for events, and when I do have free time to get on, I get on and I level my Thief, and that's pretty much it.
Cool. I'm glad you pointed out that we did airship this weekend.
Oh, thank you for completely forgetting about me. That's really for you, not for me, because it wasn't for me.
Oh, right. You just forgot.
I tried to help you do airship.
You just forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tried to do it, and we had a ninja that couldn't keep his shadows up, and he died on
the mammoth. We had a Taru ninja who... The problem is that I've been trying to help this ninja also get through airship, and he is a Taru ninja, but he also has summoner at 75, and he's a good summoner, but his ninja's just not... I mean, I don't know if he just doesn't know how to keep shadows up or what, but he gets one-shotted pretty much.
Well, yeah, he's a Taru. He's got, like, 800 HP.
Yeah, so he gets 75. Hit. He gets hit, and he's gone. I mean, yeah, because he's got MP merits and, you know, whatever. So, yeah, whatever. Well, I had helped get another group, my link shell, through to see. And he was in that group, and he didn't want to go on Summoner. He said, no, I want to go on Ninja. I leveled Ninja almost specifically to do COP with, so I want to go on Ninja. And at the time, like, we didn't have room for him. So he was like, that's okay, I'll just do it later. Well, now he's stuck at airship. He can't get past it because he refuses to go on summoner.
Refuses.
You've mentioned this guy before, haven't you?
Yeah. I think I have.
Yeah. Is it the same dude?
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Wow.
So, okay. He's pretty much stuck, like, on airship, and so the other day he's in, I have another friend on my link show, though, who was helping some other friends get through it, and I had told Fusion at the time that, you know, hey, I'm helping this guy get his friends through airship, I'll help you out.
I was like, okay.
So, yeah, so Fusion gets himself all geared up. We, like, wait, like, 3 freaking weeks to
get... Yeah, I actually leveled my samurai up, like, 4 levels while I was waiting to get this stuff done.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, you know, we're going to do this. So, well, the friends of this other guy haven't been available. So I'm like, well, I had told Fusion, like, 3 weeks ago we were going to do it this past Saturday. So I get on Saturday, and this other summoner guy is like, I want to do airship. Anybody can help. And I was like, well, actually, I told my friend that we would do it tonight, so let's get a group together and we'll go do it. I have never failed at airship.
Oh. Wow.
So it was really upsetting for me. I was getting so, I asked Fusion, I was getting so mad.
I was scared. We were talking on, what was it, TeamSpeak or whatever, and you're like, I'm so angry right now. I'm just like, oh God.
Because there was no reason. Everybody else was doing exactly what they were supposed to be doing.
Right, right, right.
There was no problems. Everything would have went smoothly.
Except for Mr. Hey, I can play Nin because I think I can play it. And I think
he died on the mammoths.
On the mammoths.
He died on the mammoths.
I can solo a mammoth and not die. I
mean, yeah. He was dying on the mammoths. Like 3 times in a row he died on the mammoths. As soon as he died, I'm like, all right, exit. And he's
the
like,
best
oh, no,
part
we
about
can-
airship is that I got to go on Corsair.
Nice.
Nice. Well, you know, it's like you go the mammoths are the easiest part. You get through the mammoths in like 3 minutes, they're done. Over with.
Right.
Move on.
Right.
No. So
this guy. Oh
just,
no.
Yeah.
Are the mammoths
the other thing
airship
I did,
harder
than
the mammoths in the
No, they're a lot easier. You know what? They probably are like the same mammoths that you do in Revern AO1.
But you're at level 60 though.
You're at level 60. They're super easy. Okay. You can pretty much one-shot them if you have a good weapon skill.
Oh my god, I feel like such a noob. I haven't even done the mammoths yet, so I've heard about all this stuff, but I have no idea. I really don't have any idea what you're talking about.
You don't even have Sting?
No, I don't.
Sting. I spent
a year in Korea. Everybody was on a different time zone. So, I mean, we're trying to get me back to back to where I'm doing all this stuff and back to see. It just hasn't been working out lately. So, yeah, I feel like a noob.
Well, the other thing
running
that
around
actually...
doing my first Sky Pops ever this tonight.
Oh my god.
And yeah, it's just like, I mean, yeah, I'm level 75, but you know, that doesn't mean I've been able to do all this stuff because I mean, I missed out on a lot when I was in Korea, so I'm making up for lost time.
Yeah.
Aww,
well,
Swing.
there is actually something else that we've been doing that I forgot about. We we did Omega.
Oh nice.
Proto Omega or not Proto Omega. Jesus. Yeah, Proto Omega, for NC in Apollyon.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Well, we've been doing a couple of them. We've actually done a few of them, but this time we got body drop. His heart dropped.
Cool.
Which is so sweet. That piece
is that Homam or Nashira?
Yes, the Homam. It's the Homam.
Nice.
But I also got, and I got, we've done it a couple other times, and I got the head before, which is an okay piece. You know, I like, not that I don't want it, but the piece I really, really want is the hands. But this time we had the head, the hands, or not the head, the hands, the head, the feet, and the body drop, and I got the feet. So I've got the head and the feet now. I'm 2 of 5 of home, on home, ma'am.
Cool.
Which is pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it's pretty much getting to be like a joke. The first couple of times we did Omega, it was like, oh, this is tough. Like, how the hell are we going to do this?
Right.
Now it's like, okay, whatever. Like, just a huge joke. It's so easy. But we haven't done Ultima yet, and Ultima we're doing next Sunday.
Awesome.
So, yeah, that's the Nashira stuff.
Very good. Do it.
So hopefully that'll go a little bit better, because we've got a couple people in our link shell that have done it a million times. They kind of know the strategy and how to do it and how it's done, so... we're hoping that they're going to help us, because we went basically into Omega blind. Our group, when we first started doing Omega, had never done it before, and the first time we completely screwed up. The second time we beat it, but it was a really like close fight. Like we almost did not do it.
Cool. I guess I'll continue.
It's pretty awesome.
Got into an endgame Link shell this week. So I've been doing a few things with them. We our first Sky run, like it seemed like we were like we just missed like all the pops. We were up there. Some I don't know who the hell it was. Some idiot Link shell called for help on MG, which
that's
is
awesome.
Which is
that's
mother
awesome.
Glow.
I love that.
It was so
love that stuff.
It was at like 20%, and they called for help because they were wiping. So it's like, hey, if we can't get it. Tough luck for all you guys.
Oh, wait, I didn't tell you about the time we called for help on Cerberus.
I don't think I heard that story.
We got him down to about 10%, and he spammed 5 Gates of Hades, were 3 stunners. And so he did this twice in a row.
Oh, jeez.
So we got totally worked. So there was one person left alive, so we told him to call for help. So the other Link shells had to wait for it to regen, and then they ended up dying, so we claimed it again and just owned it. We had more stunners log on.
That's almost nice. That
like,
so
no way.
Rude.
This mob is ours. It's
that
ours.
So
don't even
rude.
Come near it. We own every hide on the server.
I don't think that's in the etiquette McNoob anywhere.
It's in the Oh, come on. Tell me that's not funny if you were, like, standing there and all of a sudden, like, a Link Shell dies, but someone manages to call for help, and then another Link Shell just kind of sulks there. Like, aww.
Like, oh, man.
Well, you want to hear something really funny?
Yeah.
I think I told you this, Jen.
Oh, no.
Our first Jorm, our samurai, was helping on ads. And forgot that he was in the main alliance and called for help on Jorm.
Oh, no.
How does he log back into the game? How did he do it?
Oh, my God. Well, his name starts with an H now. His name starts with an H, and so we call him Call for the name.
Right.
I'm not going to say his name because he'll kill me if he ever
hears
this. But yeah, it was horrible. But everybody kind of laughed at it because it was like, yeah, we're not. It was really funny.
Next time Sammy's Link shells anywhere, I'm gonna be looking through the names to see if I can figure out who it is.
Yeah, right.
One time.
Oh, by the way, AV is wiping on Faf.
No comment.
Like, horribly.
Squig, you need to send him a tell. Be like, if I was still there, you would be alive.
And Kaz is, I think, getting wiped by darters. Yeah.
So Oshi
would, if we were still there, Oshi would be yelling so loud right now. It would be so funny.
Yeah, they like. I think they have like 5 people here though, and they claimed.
Wow.
Oh yeah, that's stupid.
Are you? Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I'm going. I keep getting interrupted by
sorry.
By people.
Okay, Fusion, okay. Go.
Okay.
Wait. One more funny story.
No. Okay. So, no. After I'm done. You can wait.
Let him finish.
Take a number. Sit. We will call you when we're ready. So, doing this, got in this endgame link. So we did roster and pumps today, and someone actually called for help on Alistair. So we all had to log out and log back in, and then I got Comcasted, so I wasn't able to log back in.
Comcasted.
I got Comcasted.
Was it Comcastic?
No. We did Dynamis Windy. On was it on Friday? And
did you
win? No, we didn't. But we were talking about the whole like end game and damage thing, and someone was running something. I'm not gonna say any names or programs or whatever, but something that pretty much just says who's doing the most damage out of like 32 people. Raffle Derg, number 2nd in damage. I was out damaging monks.
That's because you were paying attention.
I don't care. This is with not a whole lot of strength and attack gear without my Wyvern. I didn't have a Mesrak or anything, and I'm getting the only person that was out damaging me was like a monk in like full god gear.
Wait, so nice. here's my question to you. How often do you think you actually parse 2nd in line?
I've parsed high quite a lot, actually.
So you're telling me, even in EXP parties.
Well, if he's EXP and with me, well, definitely. Because I have no merits on my warrior, so I suck.
I mean, a lot of will do like NMs or whatever. I'll parse high all the time. Because I got, especially with Samurai subbed.
You know, I have to say,
out of my butt, like literally.
I have to say it. Fuse actually does put up some pretty good numbers.
No, that's some good stuff because people don't like Dragoon.
Raffle Dirt for the win.
I think Dragoon actually is good. It's a good DD. No problem. I mean, it's just that people don't know always how to play it either, though.
It's like people are like, lol, Pup. I mean, like, Pup is still a new job. Once you get people that, like, if you, you know, I'm sure there's a few out there now that really understand the job, you know, understand and all the attachments and everything and can do playing the job. But everyone's like,
I'm like, someone needs to level Pup to 75 just because, you know, as soon as you do, you're going to release some, like, godly thing from Puppet Masters.
Right.
And everyone's going to wish they had a level 75.
Right, like, there's every job is good at something. You just got to find out what it is. And not a lot of people, you know, want to. Not a lot of people care. So, for all you Dragoons out there, there's hope. You can still outdamage people.
Keep the faith.
Outdamage monks and warriors. And out of, like, we had, like, 32 people, too. So, Dragoon being, like, second highest damage dealer out of those. That's freaking sweet.
Laldurg.
Heck, no, Raffledurg, sir. Raffledurg.
It's a hard
Who's honing now?
Raffledurg.
Yeah, and then.
Alright.
Yeah, that's really all I've been doing, I guess.
Oh my gosh, we actually got.
Somebody call a GM on them. I'm sorry. For holding.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Were we just talking about this?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my funny Fafnir story. This happened before I actually joined the Leech Element now, right? We finally get a claim on a Fafnir, and one of the black mages call for help, kills everyone in the area.
No. Oh my god.
Massive MPK.
That happened on Nidhogg.
Tell me that's not worth calling for help.
I would almost do that.
If like people were just being jerks,
I'm
sitting here sleeping.
Like, talking in they, say, who talks in say?
What? They are sitting here trying to fucking sleep fast.
Hey, what's up, swear mouth? You're getting Galka now.
Booyah!
You are getting Galka.
They are sitting here sleeping fast.
You can sleep fast.
Oh my god.
He's at 98. Yeah, but come on.
Wait, he's at 98%.
He's at 98%. They're sleeping him because they don't have enough people, and they
almost. I'm almost tempted to go log on and go down there just so I can laugh at them.
You're like, guys, I'll help, and then join the.
Lot on all the drops help. And
no, there. Just getting call for help.
There you go.
Wow.
I don't like camping stuff, but if I could camp like a Nidhogg or a Fafnir or whatever and call for help just to get everybody killed, I'd do it. That'd be funny.
Wow.
I'd record it and everything and play like Benny Hill music in the background.
If somebody else touches it, it's not gonna hit anybody anyway.
No, it will.
GM jail for Jew.
Okay, wait, we actually got through the end game. Holy moly.
Yeah, this is a long episode. This is epic.
Yeah, we did. Oh my god.
I won't even say how long it's been, but it's been long.
Okay, well, Nid, somebody called for Nid about a month or so ago. Here.
Oh, jeez.
That's awesome. I love that.
What is it with
I them? Absolutely love that, because it's like, who cares?
You know what they need to do? They need to just, like, get rid of the call for help thing in the menu and just make it a command.
Here's a GM here.
That's how you
There's
do
a GM
it.
Here.
Ooh, take some screenshots. Get a screenshot
There's
and
a
wave
GM
it at
here.
Him.
Ooh, GM. Hold on.
I want to see some screenshots of Sammy waving at GM.
Screenshotting this entire
one at a time.
The screenshot this entire little epic over here, and then send me these screenshots.
Make like a slideshow, like put it together with some nice music in the background.
He's got a fishing rod on.
The GM?
Yeah.
What?
He's got a fishing rod on.
Yeah, screenshot
he's wearing,
that.
He's wearing a judge's helm, judge's cuirass.
He's got a. The GM has a fishing rod.
It's a wonderful day for fishing and dragons.
I want to get a screenshot of that. That's awesome.
I am.
Oh my god. Hold on.
Judge's sword, level 1, GMs only. Damage 0. Yeah. What the heck? Judge's rod.
Judge's rod. Oh my god.
What?
Judge's sword.
Sexy.
Judge's earrings. I mean, he's like straight up just
Judge's rod.
GM. Yeah.
Judge's rod.
His name is M-Dub. M-Dub. E-M-D-U-B. M-Dub.
I bet that's just short for Dave. No.
Right.
Short for Dave, even though it's longer.
Not real.
Whatever.
Not real.
All right. Shall we move on, guys?
Wow. Sorry.
Let's move on.
So we got to make noob.
We got through the in-game.
We did.
Which takes us to our newest.
Let's make noob. And since we got Squiggy here.
We'll have Squig go over the
McNoob. Go for it, I guess.
McNoob was etiquette part one on experience points parties, and this one kind of picked up where the last one left off, just kind of tying up all the loose ends with everything. Etiquette part two, another long one. I go into etiquette in Linkshell, crafting. The biggest thing with crafting is when somebody's crafting something, please don't examine them. You know, I go into that shouting and what's acceptable and what's just annoying and what's spam. You know, how people should do their macros as far as, you know, not doing macros in say or an emote or, you know, not being just generally annoying. I never really thought about putting this in until I got input from the people at BD Gamer. I put a section in on teleports and D2s, mm-hmm. warp 2s. I kind of went mage heavy toward the end of it. The teleport and the D2 thing, then sneaking invisible, and then, you know, anybody who's casting needs to have echo drops. Just general stuff like that. This is not just my McNew blog, especially this etiquette thing. Mm-hmm. It's everybody's because I got input from everybody.
Right.
So I want to thank everybody on BeTheGamer.com, the Pet Food Alpha Link show. And
Which also, you know, brings me to another point, too. When we started this, it was all me doing this thing. And then, you know, Squig came over and she's like, hey, I got some ideas for it. And I'm like, okay, cool. So, I mean, you know, it's open to anybody, really. If anyone else has some good ideas and they want to write up something, you know, go ahead and PM it to me on the forums. And
also, that kind of brings up another idea that I've had. Uh-oh. And if anybody wants to, you know, send some of these to Fusion, you know, just kind of, you know, to get it off the ground, I'm thinking about maybe doing some job-specific McNoobs.
Mm.
And so if you want to put in a McNoob that talks a little bit more about your job,
if any then says something
then send a little something to Fusion, and you know, if it's written well or whatever, he'll probably put it up whenever we decide to do the job-specific ones. So, I mean, you know, that's one idea. And if you have any other ideas for McNoob, just, you know, send them down, you know.
Definitely.
Hey, Fusion.
What?
Are you hitting the bottle?
No.
I thought I heard you drinking out of a bottle, dude.
It's a glass.
You sure?
And it's tea.
Okay, good deal.
So, like...
good deal.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's tea.
So, Squig's got a rant, too, I think, don't you?
A rant.
Very cool.
It kind of has to do with something that happened to me this week, and it has to do with rude and stupid people. But,
I'm trying to think, how much stuff you did with me this week. I'm scared.
Maybe. No, this... Actually, I didn't rant about this in the Link show. This is something that's totally new.
It's like, I'm not stupid.
Okay, yeah. Well, I've been in the Slink Show for about a month, and Oshi and I decided to join the Slink Show for the simple fact that they advertised that they were in-game Link Show. They advertised that they did Sea and Sky and Dynamis and all the things that we were looking for. And, you know, after being in a Link Show that I'd been in for the last 2 years and not really doing any events, I wanted to start getting more into in-game.
Right.
So, you know, we joined the Slink Show, and, you know, once we got into it, they have this whole thing going on, this whole rotation of Limbus, Dynamis. Mm-hmm. Limbus, Dynamis. Limbus, Dynamis. And it's like, okay, well, where are, you know, all the events, all the sea events that you would advertise, all the sky that you said you were going to do? And, you know, Oshi and I kind of got tired of it. I mean, I wasn't as tired of it as he was, but he really wanted, especially, he really wanted to get me more into the whole in-game side of the house, not just Dynamis, because I had done Dynamis before.
Right.
That was nothing new to me. So, you know, in the meantime, we had another Link shell that a whole bunch of our friends were in that I didn't really want to get into at first because I had had some problems with some of the members previously, and I'd actually put a rant about it in my own blog on BeTheGamer.com.
Right.
And, you know, I kind of felt like a hypocrite going to this Link shell, but at the same time, all my friends were there. So and then, you know, I was like, okay, well, I'll go ahead and I'll try this out. So since we were transitioning from one Link shell to another Link shell, mm-hmm. I left a message with the other Link shell going, you know, we're sorry that we couldn't stay, but, you know, it's not working out. This is not what we were looking for. We don't feel like we're really compatible with the Link shell. So later on, we have a couple friends in that old Link shell too. Later on, you know, Oshi was talking to one of his friends. He's like, you know what they did, right? They're talking about breaking the Link Pearl and reforming because they didn't have the chance to break our Link Pearls before we dropped them.
Wow.
I'm like, how emo is that? I'm like, gee, he's like,
are
well,
talking
you know,
about this Link shell?
Yes, yes. And I'm like, I'm sitting there like, what? He's like, and this dude was, the dude that, you know, that was our friend was talking about how, he's like, well, no, Oshi and Squig would never do this. I've known them forever, you know, I've known
Oshi. The leader
Oshi,
is
I've,
a jerk.
Yeah.
The leader
I've done,
is a jerk.
I've done, you know, I've done Limbus with Oshi for so long and blah, 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 and I know they wouldn't do this. And they basically told him to shut up and that his opinion didn't matter. And I was like, wow, how emo can you get? So, you know, it just, the H&M scene is as, for the most part, from what I've seen, is really rude. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this Link shell that I've gotten into now, I think we're going to stick with it for a little while. You know, they're not quite as they've been around for a long time.
Right.
And right now they're going through a transition phase. And, you know, they're not quite as high up as they used to be, but they still kind of have some idea as to what they're doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're probably going to stay with these guys for a while, but it just, these guys are so childish to break the pearl because they didn't get a chance to break
That's
our own
so
pearls before
stupid.
We left.
Did they really
That's
do
so
it?
Dumb.
I have no idea. I think they
it's
did.
It's the same exact color as it used to be.
Yeah, I think they. I think. Know. Yeah, I think they did. I think somebody finally told me that they did.
That's just.
But
pathetic.
You know, one of the other things that drove me and Oshi away from this Link show was the fact that the people in it were so childish, and they said things that were so childish. It's like we were with a bunch of kids,
right?
You know, and. You know, we didn't want to put that into the "this is why we're leaving the Link shell," but it was there in the back of our minds. And just them saying that they were going to break the pearl because
yeah,
they didn't
just,
get a chance to break ours, just kind of proved our point.
That's
so
awesome,
yeah, that's my rant this week. Just people who are stupid and do things like that.
That's crazy.
You know, you guys are stupid.
Just say like, I don't like you no more.
Y'all are noobs.
Probably
I mean, I even put
fat
I even,
hair are stupid.
I even put in my goodbye speech, my little, you know, goodbye
right.
thing on the forums. Hey, you know, if anybody needs any help with anything and I'm not doing anything, just look me up and I'll help you out. And now I'm starting to regret that I put that in after, you know,
right.
the attitude that they gave me. I'm like, wow.
Should register again and be like, never mind.
Screw you.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow-ee.
Wow.
All right.
That's crazy. I mean, I hate Link shells with, like, you know, even in any E-Link shell, you'll get, like, the one or two people where it's, like,
yeah.
just ignore him. And, like, I got into this Link shell this week, they're, like, rule number one, ignore this person. I was, like, okay. And I could see why, because he's kind of on the, like,
yeah,
annoying
but,
side. But, you know,
yeah.
every Link shell has its person like that. But when it's a whole Link shell, it's just, like, oh, my
yeah.
God. I know
That's
I was on I was on TeamSpeak with Sammy's Link shell the other night when we were doing Airship. And I gotta say, like, from what I saw, like, they're, like, the nicest group of people I've ever talked to. Like,
aww,
they didn't even they didn't even know who
Aww.
I was. They're like, this one guy came in, he's like, who's this? I'm like, oh, hi, I'm Fusion. And it's like, how's it going? I'm like, pretty good. He's like, damn, nice Link shell. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, I like my Link shell. I have to say it, too. I do. I love them. They're a great group of guys. They're,
well, hopefully this
they're
Link
awesome
shell-
people.
Hopefully this link shell I'm in now is going to end up being a good fit. So
yeah,
that's all I got to
say.
Well,
good luck with that, Squid.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, yeah. We should move on to emails.
Another email.
We got a lot of emails.
We got a lot of stuff this week.
This has been a very long episode.
I think this will be a record breaker.
I'm trying to move it along.
The burger sandwich
delivery. I'm trying to move it along.
It's like a deluxe burger sandwich right here.
Burger sandwich.
The Deluxe Burger Sandwich Incorporated.
Hey, give me my burger sandwich.
Hey, burger sandwiches. Shout
out. Hey, burger sandwich.
All right.
Let me get a large sauce, cheese, and mayo on my burger sandwich.
Okay, I'm going to read emails now. Thank you.
Everybody be quiet. Right. Shh.
All right. All right, our first email comes
from... Look, a kitty.
You're so retarded. Our first email comes from Azaline from the Bahamut server.
Yeah.
And he put actually Bahamut server for the win.
Yeah, so. For the win.
That's all I'm talking about.
Whatever.
Like, yeah. All right, so none of this carbuncle crap. All
right.
Or okay. Or Kujata.
Shh.
Kahoo?
Kahoo.
Okay, I want to read now. Okay, hi guys. Just wanted to start by saying how much I love listening to the show. Other podcasts have come and gone, but yours is still there, standing strong. I've lost count of the times I've burst out laughing on the bus going to work. Anyways, I was just wondering what your opinion was on the role of Red Mage in parties. For example, should they be meleeing?
No.
No!
Hey, hold on.
Oh my god!
Before you burst!
They're magic bursting? What?
What's going on?
Hold on, alright. I was partying at level 50 with my white mage, and we were joined by a red mage. After checking their gear, they were geared for strength and accuracy and had no extra mind, int, or any type of mage gear.
Can I get permission to cry?
Also, hold on. Before you all burst, let me finish the email. They were also subbing ninja. I've certainly heard of the capabilities of red mage ninja for solo. Should it really be done in parties? To make things worse, they were also only hasting and refreshing themselves, which is whole other point. See you in game. Signed, Azaline.
Oh my god. Okay, wait, no. Seeing as I'm the level 75 red mage, let me put this out there.
You don't have to be a 75 red mage to know this.
No, you do, because I know how to tank. Not because I've actually done it, but because I know my job. If you're going to tank, you need enmity gear, you need a Dalmatica, you need an AF2 hat, and you need two of those new swords that have, like, the enmity on them and that crap.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in an EXP party, your sole purpose...
Mekuhala Tutulib.
What?
It's like the sword.
That sounds like... Do you guys ever see The Fifth Element? What are you, like, The Fifth Element? What's going on? You're like...
The Makuhata
chicken wing.
That one. Should continue. Please.
Okay. So, in an EXP party, the only thing a red mage should be doing is healing, refreshing, and hasting. You can do this the minute you have refresh,
dispel,
and haste, and dispel. Mm. Thank you. Thank
Debuffs.
Thank you. A mob does not need bio. A mob, unless no one is hitting the mob, you do not need to gravity the mob.
No.
It needs paralyze, it needs slow, maybe, depending on how fast you're killing the mobs, it might need a blind, depending on if it's a paladin or a ninja. You need to refresh your mages and haste the DDs. All
and
of them.
Massage your microphone.
It. You can do it. It's not that hard, even if you're a Galka.
I think I mentioned before on my first etiquette McNoob something about how you need to make sure when you're in an XP party that whatever your job is, you're actually, you know, doing that what you need to do to make that party go as smooth
God,
as swimmingly as
job.
Possible. You know, putting in as a red mage ninja isn't really going to do much for the party, and no, it's not going to do much for your XP count.
Right.
You know, it goes along with that, really.
I have to say, there is a Red Mage Ninja on our server who is basically a huge joke of the server, just because he doesn't play it right either. I mean, I have in our link shell, we have a couple of Red Mages who will go ninja and who will tank, but they're geared for it.
Right.
And they're specifically going to do that, you know, and in an H&M setting, end game, they're...
Not in an experience point.
Not experience setting. Right. Red Mages do make good tanks, and they do, if they're geared properly and they're merited properly, I mean, they can tank better than I think a ninja or a paladin personally.
But
if you've
only,
got the right setup.
Only in an H&M setup. In an, right. In an EXP party, it makes absolutely
no
sense.
No, it does
sense.
Not. It does not.
All right. I hope that answers your question. Let's move along. The next email comes from Senebi from the Seraph server, who is a level 71 dragoon.
Yes.
Okay. So he says,
"Whatever, Squig. I remember you talking about wanting a level."
Hold on, everybody, shut up.
Yeah, but see, I didn't take that point.
Steak is talking.
Whoa! Yeah, hey, I'm kind of with you there.
Don't you tell me whoa.
Hey, look at Kim.
All right, listen. He says, hi, on episode 35, you guys were talking about blacklisting people for a little while, and it reminded me of this story. Me and my white mage friend were leveling our warrior and black mage subjobs in Garlier Citadel a while ago, and we had a really, really bad Taru Ranger in our party. So a beetle pops at our camp while the ranger is out pulling, and my friend says, in party, hop. So, to tell the ranger not to pull, and we start fighting it. A full 10 seconds later, the ranger announces that he is pulling some bats, so my friend starts shouting,
Stop! We've already got a beetle.
Yes. Bring in calls as well.
Please do not bring any other mobs, as we already have one that we are currently engaged in battle with.
The ranger comes back with the bats, and we barely manage to pull through the fight. And the ranger dies. Now, he gets mad and asks us why we didn't say that there was a beetle at the camp. Turns out the ranger had blacklisted my friend for no apparent reason. And I guess that's why he didn't hear him say anything, which is kind of weird.
Interesting.
So they'd never seen each other before. They'd never talked. My friend had no idea who this guy was. He never ran casinos or shouted offering teleports, etc., etc. To this day, we have no idea why he blacklisted my friend.
Weird.
Anyways, love the show. Hope to see an episode 100 in the future.
One thing with that, if you're pulling, not, you know, a huge thing, but anytime you are engaged with the mob, somebody is going to be taking damage somewhere. If you're going to pull something and you see somebody's HP go down and it's not a red mage doing convert, something's probably up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
really.
I mean, just you know, pay attention with your bar. It's not hard to notice any kind of little movement. You're like, huh? So, and, you know,
that's kind of a weird
find out before you, you know, start doing stuff if you have people blacklisted.
Yeah,
that helps too, unless it's, you know.
Wait a minute, didn't I have you blacklisted?
Right. I mean, usually people that you have blacklisted, you know, they're there for a good reason, and you know that,
like,
they're blacklisted.
Like, if you're, like, ready to fight, and you're like, okay, is everybody here? And everybody goes, I'm here, present.
Right.
And then, you know, the other person doesn't say anything, you're like, wait a minute, so-and-so's asleep. You're like, wait a minute, now he's here, he said he was here. Oh, I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. There you go, there's your problem. Right there.
All right.
That's an interesting story, thank you very, very much. I am going to move on to the Clades email. He's from the server. He says, I really love the podcast. Keep up the great work. Anyways, a couple of nights ago, I was leveling Ninja. I think it was level 13 at the time. We were fighting lizards and gobs in the normal place, but then decided we wanted to move to crabs. Well, every single camp spot was taken, and we were too low for Kuropula Tunnel. One person had one person had to, and we had a PL, so they said, hey, let's go to Boobarimu. The rest of the party agreed, and we took a teleport mei from the power leveler and headed out there. It took us a while to find the right mobs, and the XP was good, if not better, than the Dooms. This just goes to show how the Final Fantasy community should not try cookie-cutting everything and try new things.
It's not that it's cookie-cutters, just that nobody starts in Windurst. Everyone's always true. Like,
in Bastok, or
it's, and even then, there's a lot more Sandorians than any other, I think.
The thing with Boobarimu is that the mobs are way more spread out, so like to go and pull, it just takes
and,
a while.
And because you have Sandy and Bastok on, you know, going to the dunes, everyone's just like, we'll just people. Go to the dunes.
If you already have a party and there's no other options,
yeah.
I guess Boobarimu is a good
I've partied in there before. I mean, it's just the same as the dunes, but nobody else
the
cares.
Mobs are, like I said, the mobs are a little bit more spread out
right.
in Boobarimu.
Let's bring the XP parties back to the peninsula, guys.
Yeah, bring them
get out of the dunes. Everybody's like, wait. I hate the dunes, so go to the other place.
Wait till my Beastmaster's out of Boomerimu first, and then y'all can go crowd.
Because right,
I'm kind of enjoying having the mobs to myself.
Okay, we have two emails for the belated Valentine's Day thing.
Dedication.
Right.
So yeah, crank up the Barry White. And
the first one is from Dronzer from the Carbuncle server. He says, hello, PFA crew. My name is Dronzer from the Carbuncle server. I love the show. It's been a great addition to my iPod ever since I was turned to it. I've listened to all the episodes, and I've probably burst out laughing on each one.
My God, you're going to have a heart attack from this one, my friend.
Anyways, I wanted to send out a belated Valentine's Day dedication to my lovely girlfriend, Mako, who is also on the Carbuncle server with me. She's the best thing to come into my life, and I absolutely adore her. She was also a huge fan of you guys. She's emailed you before, episode 27. So I know she'll hear if you guys choose to read my email. Of course we'll read your email. Mm-hmm. Keep up the awesome podcast. You guys are doing a great job. Thanks in advance, Dronzer.
Very cool. All right. Yeah. And we got one more from
one
who
more.
Is that?
That's
I lost my email. Oops.
It's Evangelon from Diablos. He says, hey guys, love the show. I'm writing because every week when you read the emails, they always seem to be from the same few servers. Ahame, Kujata, heck, even some from Carbuncle and Fairy. And you know what? He's absolutely right.
That's true.
There's way too much Bahamut representation here. He says, I've listened to the show.
There could never be too much Bahamut representation.
Bahamut represent.
I knew you guys were really,
yeah.
All right, anyway. listen to the show since the beginning, and I don't think I've heard one email from Diablos. You know what?
You might have had
Isn't
one
Vault
or
from Diablos? No. I don't think so.
You know what? Let me do a little search. Let's see what we can find.
You know, that's an interesting question. I don't know if we have or not. That's a good question. Okay, well, anyways, he goes on to say, well, seeing as how it will be Valentine's Day, I thought I'd give some love to everyone on the Diablos server, especially the incredible Astralvine Link Shell. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
Nice.
Aww.
He's very right, though. Nice. We never get emails from, like, someone on, like, where's everybody from, like,
right.
Alexander? You know, like, where's the Remora people, you know?
Right.
Like, somebody email me from, like, I don't know, what's a random server?
Quetzalcoatl?
Quetzalcoatl.
Is Bismarck a server?
Bismarck, yes. Somebody email me from the Bismarck server.
Congratulations, you guys are named after a giant whale or something.
I am from Russia.
What?
I am from Russia.
I think Remora is the Russia server.
I don't think they're
we
really
make
regional.
Vodka in Russia.
No, I think Remora opened when the
oh, European, I got what you're saying. Yeah,
the European
interesting.
Version came out, so I think it was. So that concludes our emails.
My
Thank God. You very much for for writing us. We appreciate it. As always. Thank you. Thank you. Question.
Like, what?
Fusion.
What?
I saw that we had our cartoon, or not cartoon, rather, but our comic strip from last week. Awesome. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Sammy, I thought it was so cool.
Sammy's still trying to forgive me for it, but I think she'll get over it.
I was curious, are you making another one for this week?
I'm gonna see what I can do. This one took a little longer to get up than expected. I actually got the screenshots that are in there are from the actual Chocobo Circuit area.
Okay.
So they took a little longer to get, but yeah, hopefully I'll get something up either end of this week or very early next week. Maybe something with like
the
Doll Festival.
Are you picking on me again?
No, I might pick on Steak and Chinch this time.
Oh, okay. Hey! Can I be in there with you picking on Steak and Chinch?
Oh, of course.
Hey!
we'll have them eat some rice cakes.
Wait. Woo! Why can't it be me and Chin picking on you and Steak?
Because I'm the one writing the comic.
But...
That's a good point. The man makes a good point. All right.
What if I write like words out for a comic and you just have
maybe
to
I'll just
pictures?
Have everybody eat a taru rice cake and I'll just pun everybody off the top of Rulud Gardens. How about that?
Munch, munch, munch.
All right, cool. Huh. Moving right along. All right.
You trademarked that saying yet, Steak? Moving right along.
No, but maybe we should.
That should be on a shirt.
I think you should.
Maybe we should.
Moving right along.
After this episode, maybe we should.
Make like a name tag. It's like, hello, my name is Moving Right Along.
Yes. All right. Last week, we mentioned that we had started a Pet Food Alpha MySpace account, and we got some pretty cool feedback from that. The MySpace is myspace.com/PetFoodAlpha. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to
Hook us up, man. You can always go there and request friends and chat with people, and the blogs on the MySpace will actually be the shows that we're doing and stuff, and you can use that as a way to ask questions, make comments on the show, et cetera. And that's a really cool thing. It's a cool way to get involved into the community.
Of course, you can still send us emails at petfoodalpha@gmail.com.
Gmail.com, sorry.
Good job. Way to... It hasn't been that long since you were on last time.
We said it like a million times. Just have it.
Yeah.
petfoodalpha@gmail.com is
at
our email
At gmail.com.
Send us emails.
Oh my god, not this again.
With your questions, comments. If you're from the Remora server or the Quetzalcoatl server.
Dude, if we get an email from Remora, I can just see you reading, like, dude, Fusion, we got an email. I'm like, okay.
From Remora.
From Remora. Okay.
Like, no way. Like, awesome. yes, as always, check out our forums at betagamer.com. Be a part of the Johnny McNoob if you like. Send us comments on that.
Yep.
If you like. And I think that's all we got
this week. An hour and a half.
Yeah.
This is officially the longest episode.
It has been very long.
Crazy. We should keep it going for another half hour. Who's with me?
Let's do it.
We can't.
The Chin and Fusion half hour special.
Okay. I could just tell dirty jokes.
No, we'll end it now.
That's probably a good idea.
Thank you very much for joining us this week. We very much appreciate you tolerating us. I mean, listening.
I think the first word was right.
Thank you very much once
again. You.
We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Go enjoy some burger sandwiches.
Bye. The burger sandwich.
Good night and burger sandwich.
Where did we- we even start that?
Burger sandwich.
This just in. Burger sandwiches.
Where did who start? Was that Chen that started that?
Yes.
Probably.
Oh my God, what are you?
How about them apples?
What are you on?
How do you not know what a burger sandwich is?
I know what a burger sandwich is, but why are you just like
you can't even say it.